Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we ask you to be with us today and give us discernment and wisdom and a sense of authority over the works of the enemy. And let us, Lord, be victorious today. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'm going to share a revelation. We are calling it, I Have Given You Authority. And the Lord, as you know, brings things to us kind of all at one time, many times, so we can put a picture out there before you and come against the works of the devil. Well, this first revelation was given to Sandy Shaw on October the 20th. Don and Merlene transcribed it, and I want to say that we received this plot of the Satanists just after I was sent articles of this very thing planned against President Trump and his supporters. And what we need to do is what the Lord ordained for us to do, and to cast this down in Jesus' name, who said, in Luke 10 and 19, behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. All right, praise God. So, scene one of Sandy's dream went this way. She said, the way this dream starts is I am in a Spanish-speaking country, and in a house that looks like a shack. There were 8 to 12 witches of some sort inside. Now, this Spanish-speaking country and all this, it could represent aliens. You know, this country really belongs to the people it was given to. And it's there is a spiritual and a physical alien invasion. Now, the spiritual invasion, of course, is demonic and from above. And that's what we're dealing with here. So, there were 8 to 12 witches of some sort inside. Some practiced voodoo, and some brought up spirits from the dead. And they were all given different assignments for Halloween, All Saints Day, and the Day of the Dead. The ones that were given assignments for Halloween were to steal children from all over the world. They've been doing this for years, but on these particular days, they're extremely active. And you need to know that. Halloween is a dangerous time to send your children out. That's when more children turn up missing. Going on, the ones who practiced voodoo were to take the dolls with the names first and curse them to hell. The dolls with no names were to stand in proxy for anyone who would lift up the name of Jesus. In other words, Christians, they're mortal enemy Christians. Do you know how many of Christians' enemies have been raised up in these days? The Democrats, the deep state, the Muslims, the communists, the Islamists, all of these consider Christianity their very worst enemy. And of course, the Satanists join with all of these. It's amazing how the Satanists always stick up for the left because they're a part of the left. The country's been invaded, especially after World War II, with Operation Paperclip, with a bunch of Satanists that started at the top. And, you know, their specialty was killing people, sacrificing humans for their power from God. They imparted that to the very top of our government, and now there's a criminal government up there we call the deep state. Okay, and they're Satanists. So the Satanists are gathering together to make war against the Christians and against Trump and anybody that is innocent. Okay. The other witches were told to conjure up all the demonic spirits in hell and pray that not by man's hands, but a spirit of death would go on Trump and look like a heart attack. You got that? But don't let it stop there, for anyone that agrees with him. So in other words, all his mainly Christian and conservative base, they're cursing here. And they're cursing him with what looked like a heart attack, secretly. Well, I'm going to tell you, they have a heart attack weapon. And, you know, if these people can't get their God to do it, you know, with all of their pounding and slicing and all the stuff that they do, don't put it past them. They're up there with the deep state who use, and the CIA who use these weapons, you know. So we need to bind that in the name of Jesus. We do bind it in the name of Jesus. We bind any heart attacks from coming to President Trump. We forbid it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we cast it down in Jesus' name. And what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Amen. And then they went on to say, remember, we are all to be fasting and casting the curses 24 hours around the clock. That's the demon people, the Satanists. Scene number two. Now it's Halloween. Well, you know, we're not too far from there now. They have, you know, the government has said for a year, Q said more than a year ago that on Halloween or just before Halloween, they were going to lock up the queen, Hillary. Interesting. Okay. Well, these people, you know who they're standing up for, the people that do the same thing they do. Now it's Halloween, and I'm seeing children being abducted all over the world. You see that? You need to be praying against that. You need to be binding that in the name of Jesus, that these people would be caught doing what they're trying to do, and that parents would have sense enough to keep their kids at home. The children are young, 4, 5, and 6. I only saw a few young girls, 12 and 13 years of age, being abducted. Scene number 3. Now I'm back in another country, in the mountains somewhere, and I see a pole barn that's huge. It has a back wall with two sides connected to what, connected that which was a few feet long. There were hundreds of boxes with the voodoo dolls in them. Someone grabbed one of the first boxes and opened it, and it had a bunch of different names on the dolls, in other words. The Donald Trump doll was on top. They had even made his hair from corn silk. Okay, well, you know, this is what voodoo people do and what witches do and what Satanists do when they have an enemy. Doesn't matter how much good he's done, they're not for good. They're for evil. They're extremely left, all of them. All of a sudden, it's dark. There is a few hundred people there now, all dressed in ceremonial costumes. They were grabbing and cursing the dolls. There was a huge bonfire going on, and then they would throw the dolls into the fire and go grab another doll until they were all gone. This is their curse that they're, by the way, teaching to other people on videos and so on and so forth. Some people just think it's funny and fun, and they don't like Donald Trump, so they jump into something that they don't know what they're getting into. It's witchcraft, right? Scene 4. Then I'm in another place, and these witches were dressed in their ceremonial garments. They were all chanting, lifting up their god. Then they would bring out a child and sacrifice it. They kept doing that until they felt they had enough power. And then they would start calling up from hell the spirit of death. Let me say that the deep state, who has started all these wars, and the bankster elite behind them who started all, these are sacrifices to Satan. You think they care about sending your sons and daughters out there to die? They don't care. They believe it gives them power, and they are totally evil because of the demons that are in them. Then they brought in three of the young girls. They did some kind of chant. Then three men took the girls by the hand and threw them in a room. Yep, that's what they do. Now I'm back in the shack. The same witches that were there are there now. They were there to give a report. One said, "What's that smell? That sweet smell." Then she yelled, "Someone here is a traitor." "Which one is it?" "Well, they're all traitors, except for Sandy, who's standing in the background. The Lord got me out of there, and I woke up. And by random, I received, by faith at random, I received Jeremiah 24:9. I will even give them up to be tossed back and forth among all the kingdoms of the earth for evil, to be a reproach and a proverb, a taunt and a curse in all places where I will drive them. Okay, I'm going to go on to something else here, but it's all in the same line. I put an article on whitehouse.gov concerning this, warning people. And then we also tweeted it, warning people, you know, concerning this. Satanists are gathering from now through Halloween again to curse Trump, conservatives, and Christians, as in this article, which I will read for you. Now, it was interesting. We had all this ready. And then we got Sandy's dream. We didn't know about Sandy's dream. She didn't know about this. But notice how it came together here. So let me read this article. This is the Washington Examiner. And it's called Witch Hunt, Occult Trump Opponents Plan Halloween Spell to Bind Him. No, that's a lie. It's not to bind him. It is to kill him. But they can't do that in public and say that in public, right? It goes on to say, a week before Halloween, opponents of President Trump will gather in the thousands to cast a spell on the administration to prevent the administration from harming the country. Aha, how can they do that unless they get rid of him, right? They call it harming the country. Anybody with any tiny bit of common sense can see that this man hasn't done anything but good for the country. Okay? So these people have the stupid demons, just like the deep state, just like the faction in both the state and the church. Participants in the ritual, which has been performed regularly since Trump's inauguration, see that? See how much good they've done? Everything in the world has been against Trump, and nothing has stopped him. They perform regularly since Trump's inauguration, are taking particular encouragement from the Democrats' recent launch of an impeachment inquiry, which they see as a sign their efforts are working. That is so stupid. 6% of Democrats are for this. The people at the top who are so against it, it's because they have something big to lose. They're about to get caught and go to jail. You know. I'm willing to go on record and say it's working, said Michael Hughes. He can say it if he wants to. The self-described magical thinker and activist who came up with the ritual. No, I bet you he didn't come up with it. The spell is crafted to bind Donald Trump and all those who abet him, and is supposed to be performed during every waning crescent moon until Trump is removed from office. And there have been, over a dozen assassination attempts against him, and they've all failed because Christians are praying. And all these curses have failed because Christians are praying. So don't stop praying now. We're coming into the really worst season of the year for these people. And yes, they do have power to impart curses, but not upon those who are under the blood. And that doesn't include all Christians, I got to tell you. The ritual calls for the use of an unflattering photo of Trump, a tarot card, a stub of an orange candle, a pin, and a feather. Participants then call on the heavenly hosts, demons of the infernal realms, and spirits of the ancestors to bind Trump so that his malignant works may fail utterly. Yes, he is destroying the left wing. Yes. Against Hugh's expectations, the ritual took off and is still being performed almost 3 years later, with this month's event likely to draw thousands of participants at small groups gathering and covens or meetings of witches around the world. Okay. Hughes told Washington Examiner the spell went immediately viral and just completely exploded. I can believe it. There's a lot of witches out there and a lot of Satanists out there. After he posted it on Medium. Yeah, you got it. Prompting attention from major news outlets. Well, of course, they're in it with them. The major news outlets are in the same satanic party sacrificing children on the take from the CIA, etc., etc. Don't listen to the, you're listening to the devil if you're listening to the mainstream media. He said he thought any response to Trump's election had to have an equal sense of surreality or strangeness to break through the media and social media. Yeah, well, that's, in other words, they pick up things that are strange and demonic, and they love it. While he said it is difficult to calculate how many people participated in the first event in 2017, Hughes said it was definitely in the thousands and spread across the world. He noted that several thousand people continue to participate in the ritual every month. Hughes considers this spell a way for people to feel re-empowered in the wake of the 2016 election. Yeah, look at how many people were re-empowered, all the people that voted for him. These are people, they're just in their little cult, their little sect, you know. Knowing thousands of people are gathering together at the same time from all over the world to do this ritual and put our beliefs and our desires into sharp focus and to do that ritualistically, I think that has a really powerful effect, said Hughes. Karen Tibbetts Williams, a New Zealand-based witch and paranormal investigator, said the point of the ritual is to prevent Trump and his supporters from causing harm. But the ritual does not specifically specify how that result should be achieved. Well, they're actually backing up the deep state communists, Satanists, in their attempt to assassinate Trump and in their attempt to, yes, poison the people, loose terrors upon the people in the United States and especially the Christians. This is what they're trying to do. They want to give power to this rebellion. It could happen by creating unity and strength amongst his opponents, or it could be brought about by his impeachment and removal from office. I don't think there's a prayer in the world for that to happen. She wrote in an email for the Washington Examiner, but while the means by which Trump is bound is not clearly defined, Tibbetts Williams is also confident the ritual is working. I don't see where it is. I don't see it. I've seen for myself many times the power and effectiveness of magic. It's not magic. It's Satanism. my confidence in the power and efficacy of our binding. We got the power to bind them. And the effect which is having is absolute. I don't believe that it works. I know it does, she says. Witchcraft is on the rise in the United States from 1990 to 2008. Okay, I think I'm going to go on. They tried it against Kavanaugh. They tried it against Trump. Of course, they raised up the real demonic people to do all this. I think evil will present itself as something good. This is a person who spoke against them. Maybe initially to attract people's attention, to draw people in, but then ultimately people are going to discover that it's all about fracturing their lives. Yes, that's absolutely true. Fracturing their lives. And that was one article. And in another article from 2017, when this thing started, a witch is demonstrating how to curse President Trump by burning his picture and pronouncing the same curse as the previous article spoke about. She was saying how the demons loved this and it was like a new beginning. And then there's an article on that. I'll just read you a piece of that too. Okay. There's a video here of the woman here that does that. Most of Donald Trump's opponents believe they will have to wait 4 more years to see him leave the White House. But America's witches are more optimistic. Yes, they always are. Their devil tells them, you know that it's going to happen. It's going to happen, but it doesn't happen because he's not sovereign, and they ought to figure that out after a while. At the stroke of midnight on Friday, followers of witchcraft across the United States performed a mass spell designed to stop the president doing harm. And, of course, this was February of 2017. Okay. A Facebook group devoted to the ritual has attracted over 10,500 likes and coined the hashtag Magic Resistance. It's not magic. The development has sparked fury among Christian conservatives who have accused the witches of declaring spiritual war. Just shut up and do what you're told to do in the Bible, Christians. This is not going to do any good. Wrestling with flesh and blood, not going to do any good. You can't talk them out of it. Writer Michael Hughes, who describes himself as a magical thinker, posted a version of the spell online saying he has seen multiple versions on private witchcraft groups. Yep. Then they show a picture of it there. The followers of magic are told to carve the president's name into the candle using the pen, recite an incantation, and then turn his picture in the flame. Then burn his picture in the flame, saying, "You're fired." The words of the spell include a plea to the Wiccan deities to bind Donald J. Trump so that his malignant works may fail utterly and so that he shall not break our polity, usurp our liberty, or fill our minds with hate, confusion, fear, and despair. That is the height of hypocrisy, isn't it? Okay, well, I'm not going to go anywhere. I'll put these links, and you can decide for yourself if you want to read these or not. But anyway, we're not deceived. They're saying it's to remove him from office or hinder his works, but we know it's to kill him, which is not as acceptable to the public. So they're in league with the Democrats and the deep state and the elite Satanists to assassinate him and his supporters. As you know, we've talked a lot about the plague and about the sword coming upon apostate Christianity. God said he was going to use it, but it's a sad thing. It's because people won't repent that he used Babylon to conquer his people. But then he used Cyrus to conquer Babylon, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, this has failed every time because they advertise to gather witches around the world to do this, but Christians pray against it. And we all know that what a failure this has been, because his works have been supernaturally powerful to round up Satanists, deep state people, with their child rape and sacrifices that they do. Well, we bind and forbid any such curses in Jesus' name. We bless the righteous by the blood of the Lamb. Christians, of course, who are in willful rebellion to the word are not covered, as the Lord said in Hebrews 10:26 and 27. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more a sacrifice for sins, but certain fearful expectation of judgment and fierceness of fire, which shall devour the adversaries. And you think these people can't send curses on people that do this? I tell you, they can. And they have. So, you Christians, be sure to keep your children at home on Satan's birthday, Halloween. Satanists are seeking to kidnap, torture, and sacrifice them. Trump has been rounding these people up around the country and actually around the world. It's going to be known soon. I've read the articles and of witnesses and so on and so forth. It is happening. It is happening. That China Lake thing, you know, they had children down there in the underground. And Marines went in there and took the children out and bombed the thing. And then further back, that was a deep state, you know, owned thing. And further back, the Navy had one that they bombed and took that one and emptied that one out of children, too. So, you know, it's happening. It is happening. So agree with me, saints. Father, we asked that this time you turn their curses back on themselves publicly to show your disapproval. We pray the testimony of this will convert many of them. We bind and forbid any curses against President Trump, his cabinet, and military force that is rounding up satanic child traffickers and killers, traitors and seditious, and lawbreakers of every kind. We forbid their curses on true Christians in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of the Passover Lamb over the true Christians in Jesus' name. Lord, we know that there are many out there who are just ignorant. We just ask you in Jesus' name to put your protection upon them. Bring them through this. Let there be a great revival, Father, through this. We ask it in Jesus' name. Okay, here's one. We called it Our Authority to Conquer the Dragon. Deborah Finsky received this on October 17th. She said, this was one of those very vivid dreams that I didn't forget when I woke up. It has stayed with me. It's kind of speaking to me about being mindful of our authority. I asked the Lord if there was something he could show me about this dream, and right away, what came to me was blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The vapor of smoke part, I think, is what she's talking about here, and we saw symbolism in that in this dream. I'm really not sure if God put those words in my head or I thought them up myself. I knew they are in Joel and in Acts, and I looked them up, and Joel says pillars of smoke, and Acts says vapors of smoke. And I wonder if God has something to say about this in comparing somehow the vapor or smoke that came from us to the vapor or of smoke in Joel and in Acts. Well, she said, this dream started and stopped and started again. I dreamed I was on the upstairs of a bi-level home, and I was busy cleaning or picking up stuff there. I was in, it was a white cement room. I don't remember seeing any fixtures or anything, but for some reason, I thought I was in a bathroom. Well, a bathroom, of course, is a place to get rid of waste, which Paul intimated to be the old life, even his religious life. And of course, that's just rebellion. That's just, lukewarm Christians. We need to repent. And I looked to my left and I saw a cement ledge that came out from the wall. It was a wide ledge, like something to sit on. Well, my thought was sitting instead of standing is what a lot of Christians are doing. We have work to do, and our authority is to do it. And the Father said that he is able to make us stand, and having done all, to stand, right? This is positive in the Scriptures. She said, it reminds me of cement seating that I've seen just like that in shower rooms, like at a public pool. Mm-hmm. Yep. On the ledge, I saw this strange-looking insect, which lets you know the real authority of this insect. It's just a bug, right? It looked like it had been very long feelers that wrapped around its body a bit and then coiled some under its body. I don't know why it came to me to ask Debbie at this point if this looked like a frail dragon. And she said, yes, it looked like kind of like a frail little dragon. Well, you know, the dragon beast has no power but what we give it. Notice, it's a bug. Well, Debbie said this is when the dream started over again, a second time. Everything was the same. I was in a bathroom, though it had no fixtures of any kind. It was white, and I was busy cleaning or just picking up stuff. I looked again to my left and saw this strange-looking insect on this white cement seat-like ledge, and I remember saying, there's that strange-looking insect again. I moved to get closer to it, and all of a sudden it started moving. It started uncoiling like a snake or a serpent, but it did not have a thick body of a snake. It had a light-looking body, as in not heavy, the type of body those insects that look like very large mosquitoes have. And its body was one that could have been easily squashed. Suddenly, it started uncoiling and rising up. It kept raising higher, up to about 3, maybe 4 feet tall. And my thoughts was that its ability to grow is according to what we loose on earth by our words and our actions that are against the word. Matthew 18:18-19 says, verily I say unto you, what things soever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. What things soever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So we have the authority. Not authority to go against God, but to do the work of God. Right? For instance, people in willful rebellion, they deserve judgment, and you can't take them out from under that. Usually, unless they accept the gospel and humble themselves to God. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. And Matthew 12:37. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So your words have everything to do with your future and the future of the world. And Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Be careful what you say. The witches know that. They know that they have power, as long as the Christians don't do anything. They know that they have power by what they speak. And they speak those chants and so on and so forth. And they do bring curses upon those who are under the curse. And that's when I noticed how its head was. It didn't have the head of a snake. Its head was more like one of a big lizard or dragon. Suddenly, it opened its long mouth very wide. It was startled. I was startled at how wide it opened its mouth. And then it let out a hard, airy sound at me, like it was trying to scare me away. Well, I got frightened and I quickly left the room. Let me say that the power of the dragon is to make us fear, and in so doing, speak our fear, which gives him power. All right. It's faith in the devil. Fear spoken is faith in the devil, and it does come to pass too. Proverbs 21:6 says, "The getting of treasure by a lying tongue is a vapor driven to and fro by them that seek death." Yes. So if you get caught up in this thing and you speak their chance, you're asking for it. That's what he's saying. The dragon who seeks to devour the man-child and the woman in Revelation 12 speaks death, but our authority is to loose or to bind him by our words, which are spirit, like a vapor. Yeah, that's what I think this vapor represents, spirit. Whether it's a spirit of demons coming out of the dragon, or whether it's the spirit of God coming out of the saints. One thing we know, the spirit of God coming out of the saints trumps the works of the dragon. So I went down a couple of short flights of stairs, like in this bi-level or tri-level home. The stairs and walls were white. I came in to a fairly large bare room, all white. And I believe this is a place of the righteous. There were people there. In my dream, I didn't recognize anybody except Denny. That's her husband. In my dream, I knew there was a reason we were all there. But there is a reason that we're here, you know. And the prince of the powers of the air, you know, the dragon who's up higher, is the problem. And we're here to do something about that. You remember what happened in Revelation 12? By the word of their testimony, because they loved not their life unto death, and because of the blood of the Lamb, they spoke the bringing down of the devil and his angels. And the angels of God were there to administer that. But everyone was just standing around talking to each other. So, in other words, the implication here is, hey, let's get to work. We've got something to do here. I went over to Denny and told him about the strange-looking insect-like snake, and that he should try to go up and get it and get rid of it. But how do we get rid of it? Well, did you read Revelation 12? All of a sudden, I noticed this white vapor or smoke coming out of my mouth as I talked. And talked of what? Of getting rid of the dragon, right? Yeah. I did the soft, airy thing, blowing air out of my mouth, and watched the vapor come out. I would say this talks about spirit words, since you can't really see anything, but there is power in it. It came out fuller and whiter. I looked at everybody else in the room and saw the same thing coming out of their mouths as they were talking with one another. Then they noticed it started looking around at each other and talking about it. And I watched as they excitedly would lift their heads and blow that vapor or smoke up towards the ceiling, which is what? That's the words of the Spirit spoken up towards the dragon in the upper room, which will destroy its words against the righteous. just like binding these. And again, it's against the righteous who has the blood of the Lamb on their doorposts so that the demon passes over, right? The judgment passes over. The death angel passes over. It is those who have devoured the Lamb, who is what? The Word of God. Devouring it is not just reading it, it's putting it into your life, right? As they kept talking and blowing, this vapor or smoke came out of their mouths, fuller and whiter. And it began to fill the room. I looked back at Denny and loudly asked him, "What's going on?" Denny just answered in wonderment, "I don't know." And that's it. The dream ended. Well, now you know. We have authority over Satan, and he is going to be defeated. As Claire Pinar here had a revelation sent to us on, yes, October the 13th. These words came to me last night after I cast down the enemy in my dreams, as my dreams were filled with violence. And once I realized that it was an attack, it was easy to get back to a restful sleep. And then I heard the words Lumo Vivo. Lumo Vivo. Lumo means chemistry, or lowest unoccupied molecular orbital. Occupied molecular orbital. And vivo means within the living. You know, the dragon has the body of the seven heads and ten horns, which is actually all mankind. Yes, the dragon is the devil, and he's in all mankind. And I believe this is stating that Satan, Lumo, inhabits all the living who are not in Christ. That's true. He deceived the whole world. I dreamed we were at a school, myself, Rion, and a few others, and there were terrible things going on there. Occult things, violence, bad teaching. Let me say that this stuff goes on in the apostate church, whether you know it or not. Witchcraft is rebellion. Witchcraft is helping the devil. When you don't agree with the word, you're helping the devil. When you do agree with the word, you're binding him. So you can loose him or bind him. And let me say that the apostate church doesn't do anything against the kingdom of the devil. Matter of fact, they help it. So the apostate church is a school that incorporates all these things. We were not in any of the classrooms, thankfully. We were walking around shocked at what we saw. And we then heard from my dad. I don't know if I heard his voice or saw him, but the point is that I obeyed and did what he asked. And I believe her dad here represents the Father, and this represents obeying the Father. They had passed a law to stop all this sort of thing. Yeah, the Word of God forbids this stuff. And he said we should get to the hall to see the prize giving. And I believe that that represents the rewards for those who obeyed our Father's word. Okay. We were not familiar with the school, so we were slightly late in getting to the hall. Well, the Bible says the last shall be first. Jesus said that. I was amazed at how big this hall was, but it was not filled with children of the school. There were people with different school uniforms, but also people like us without school uniforms, meaning older and more mature, she said. It was filled with all kinds of people, although there were still many empty seats. I believe this is a positive place, a good place. My dad said he'd save us space next to him. Oh, sit down with him in his throne, right? As he had arrived there first. But I did not check my phone for messages. I did not want anyone to know I could communicate with a phone, as it seemed like it might be confiscated. It was very tense and militant outside the hall, meaning among the wicked in the school, right? So they didn't want them to know that she was talking to God. Prayer, right? Once in the hall, I saw my dad in the middle of the audience with five seats next to him for us. We couldn't disrupt proceedings, so we moved all the way to the right and sat close to the front. The last shall be first, right? And to the right, sheep on the right, goats on the left. There was great rejoicing once we sat down, not because of us. The proceedings on the stage showed a big witch being sprayed with water, and she crumbled into nothing. Kind of reminds you of Dorothy, who threw water on the wicked witch, who melted into a puddle on the floor, right? And I believe it represents the washing of the water with the word. It destroys witchcraft, which the Bible says is rebellion. And that's where the apostate church is, in rebellion. And that's why God is sending judgment against it. The word of God out of our mouths is what God uses to conquer witchcraft. Then there was an interval, and we went outside and managed to talk to my dad. He said he'd come sit with us for the next half of proceedings, and I was so happy to have him with us for the next half of the hall, which was much more full. Almost no seats were open. So the second time around, there were more people. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a revival. That's what this looks like. Then we watched as more demons were destroyed. A transgender demon with pink tulle skirts and wings, together with colored stockings and curly black hair and a beard. We could hear so many cries of anguish when this one was destroyed. Yeah, the spirit of homosexuality or bisexuality destroyed in the school by the word. And Jesus said, "In my name they shall cast out demons." Amen. Thank God we got rid of all them people by the grace of God. And we pray that all of them repent and return to the Lord. But thank you, Jesus. There were also placards that people held up that had the word wicked crossed out. Wicked with an X across it, you know. In other words, taken out the wickedness. These were up in the air, and in the second half, some of these poster/placards were even fixed to the outside walls of the hall. Now, so there was no wickedness inside the hall, right? This hall represents the great hall of the Lord to keep his people. Then we were transported to a light, breezy villa and were sitting in smaller groups, maybe 30 to 40 people in a room with some extra chairs for latecomers and so on. The interior was white and light blue, meaning pure and heavenly. And while it was small, it was roomy, and we were warm and relaxed. It reminded me of Mauritius. Mauritius. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. Mauritius or something like that. A beautiful island off of Africa. We were praising God, singing hymns, and the breezy sea air let the soft white gossamer curtains move slightly as the glass sliding doors were opened to see the water and the ocean. Another smaller demon, like Mr. Pink Tula, came walking in. He did not fit in at all, and he saw a TV monitor that displayed what we'd just seen in the hall. And he started screaming at us, "You can't get rid of me or my identity, and you hateful people, and you'll never get away with this." Well, these demons are very self-righteous, believing that they have a right in Christianity, which is inside the hall. But it's not so. There's no such thing as this. All fornicators are going to be without, are the dogs and the fornicators. And they were called dogs, by the way, by the Jews. And so it's called that in Scripture. I was standing up, handing out something, either hymn pages or refreshments, and I first was alarmed at this outburst. And then I pulled the curtain back and said to him, "You have already won. Now go." And I pushed him gently outside. He disappeared into the light. So the bisexual, homosexual spirits are not permitted in the bride part of the school. My dad shook his head and with a half smile said, "They're so weird." I thought so too, and I woke up. Dad, of course, is the father. "They're so weird." Yes, this is so weird. So weird. Anyone with eyes to see can tell that God made man for woman. They just kind of fit together like a puzzle, you know. So what do these people think? I mean, you know, it has to be demons that cause this bondage to come on them. And it does. We've cast the demons out of them many times and seen them delivered. Then I heard another word, lectio, which means read. And my brain made a connection to lectio divina, meaning divine reading. In other words, read the word of the Lord. I opened my Bible and received the following, and my finger was on, "Be born." All about the Pharisaical leaders putting God's people under their laws to separate them from Christ, just like Paul said, right? Matthew 23:4-12. "Yea, they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with their little finger. But all their works they do to be seen of men, for they make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the chief place of feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues and the salutations in the marketplaces, and to be called of men rabbi. But be not ye called rabbi, for one is your teacher, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father on earth, for one is your father, even he who is in heaven." Of course, that's not talking about your physical father. It's talking about fathers of religion, fathers of truth, could be. Paul said, "You have not many fathers, but I beget you through the gospel." He was a father, but he didn't have father in front of his name, you know. "Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be humbled. Whosoever shall humble himself shall be exalted." Yep, just watch and see, folks, the word of God come to pass. And Missy sent this to us this morning. She said, "I was dreaming about something having to do with blankets. And my thought in the dream was, they're going to do something like they did to the Indian children. And then I woke up. And I asked the Lord for some verses and received these, Matthew 13:34. All these things spake Jesus in parables unto the multitudes, and without a parable spake he nothing unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden from the foundation of the world. You see what we do here, folks? It is scriptural. The Lord said that his servants would receive dreams and visions. It is parables. Notice, parables. Because he likes to hide these things from the wise and prudent, but reveal it unto babes, Jesus said. And he took his disciples, as learners and followers, aside and privately explained to them the parables, did he not? Yeah. And then she said, what came to me is the deep state is going to do something that is going to appear to be helping people, but instead it will be to kill people. They've been doing that too. The dream is just a parable. They aren't going to repeat what was done before in using blankets infected with smallpox to kill like the Indians, right? But they do spray chemtrails, what they claim is helpful, weather control, and to stop harmful UV rays of the sun and other hogwash. But bioweapons have been tested like this. Yes, they have. We had some little white flakes falling to the ground from the strangest clouds I've ever seen just the other day. The clouds started out with little small clouds, and then they started growing. Separately, they started growing and growing, and then they almost came together, and all the sky was crossed with these little puffy clouds, one side by side, and white little flakes that was not snow was falling out of them. And we've had snow fall here that was, and when you picked it up and looked at it, it was little needles, like maybe a quarter of an inch long, maybe not that long, maybe 3/16 or 1/8 long. They were small, and they looked like little hollow tubes. They were not snow, but that was what was falling. It was not snow, and we thought they're doing a test on us right now. Yes, that happened a couple of years ago, and a lot of people saw it, not just me. And you couldn't burn it, but it would soot up when you put a match under it. It would not burn. It would soot up, and it wouldn't melt. Yeah, and anyway, she got this verse, but I've run out of time. But that's okay. You can read it. Father, we thank you so much. We ask, Lord, that you put it in the heart of your saints out there to do spiritual warfare. They are needed on the front. Do spiritual warfare. Cast down this wicked, evil thing that the wicked are trying to do. And we thank you, Lord, we've already got the victory. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay. Good night, saints. Bless you.